Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. I'm pleased to be joined by manager Lee Grant. Lee, we're in the media studio today. It's deadline day, so we're just keeping the lights warm after Will's been here. Talk to us about the weekend. Obviously, we had a disappointing result against Barnsley. What have the conversations and the analysis been like after that?
Yeah, well, for me, it's always really important to give the group some clarity post every game, and probably even more so when it's a game where we feel like we've got lots to learn and bits where we can be better. So we've done that this morning, and I always feel like we can move on quickly from that once we've been able to do it. But yeah, look, it's a game where we feel like we've contributed to our own undoing, and we've looked at the game in different sections. So we've looked at the game 11v11, and we've looked at the game 10v11, and we take the lessons from both sides of it, because it's really important that regardless of game state and regardless of game dynamic, we can be a successful team this year. And I want us to be able to cope with difficult moments in games, and that will be the learnings we take away from it. So, as we have done in the past, we haven't had to do it very often this season, but we've moved on quickly. We've understood and took and learned and grown from everything that's gone before. So, yeah, my hope is that we can do that very quickly post Barnsley.
We've got two opportunities this week to put that into action. If we start with tomorrow night against Newcastle United's under-21s, it's obviously quite a unique proposition in the Virtue Trophy. We've just heard you discussing it in the press externally, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on that competition as a whole, because depending on which club you are, how you feel about it, it's a competition that people put different amounts of weight in, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unique in that you have some real top academy teams within the competition as well. So and it's a new competition in some respects. So it's different for fans.
Yeah.
It's not what they're used to. For us, we're really clear on it as a group. I've been really clear my thoughts and feelings on it. And what's been pleasing for me is the group's response to not just the cup competitions, Carabao or FA Cup. It's also the Virtue Trophy, that the guys really are really certain that they want to go and progress and do well in this year. So for me, it's the next game, and it's a game that we want to win. So we'll pick a team we think can do that and can really help and be effective. And like I said, the goal is to take the opportunity to progress and see it as a chance to have some exciting special nights again and bring our supporters in and take them on the journey with us. So look, that's what we'll look to do. It's not a given, of course. As I said, we've got some great young players that we'll be up against, particularly on Tuesday night, up against Newcastle's under-21s. And then we know we've got a good level of opposition as the cup competition progresses, but of course within our group stage as well.
It's going to be a first opportunity perhaps for Will Alves to be involved. He's a deadline day signing for us. There's a bit of excitement today for the supporters as well. Just tell us about why you wanted Will to come to the club, your thoughts on him, and just what fans might be able to expect.
Yeah, I think Will's another great addition to our attacking unit, and he gives us the nice flexibility to be able to play him across several positions across the front line. So that's always nice for me as the manager. More competition and challenge within that unit, which is perfect. It's what we want. I know it's what the group want, because they want to give themselves the best chance this year to be successful. So having another good player in the building can really add to that. And look, he's talented. He's shown already with a championship loan last season, with the work he's done, being involved in and around the first team setup at Leicester, his parent club, that he's well thought of. I've watched him play for his national team, for England, and be really top at that level, which is exciting, I think, as well. So, look, we think we've got another player that we can help develop on his journey, can help the group, and we want to send him back to his parent club in 12 months' time, a more well-rounded footballer and with plenty of learning and hopefully lots of success under his belt.
It's an interesting one because it's another loan from a team in a higher division than ours, but he knows Leo and Josh Feeney, who we'll speak to shortly, well, from the England setup as well, and those two have both done brilliantly in the opening weeks of the season for us as well, so it kind of speaks to the pedigree of the loan signings we're looking to make.
Yeah, I think it's important that if we're going to bring younger players to the football club, it's younger players that have got a real opportunity to add to what we're doing and that have a high technical level and understand the demands that's going to be put on them here. And I think all three of those you mentioned, of course, Owen as well, all fall into that category. Players that have been in and around, whether it's Premier League or top championship environments, so they know the standard and they know the level of challenge. I've still got some room to grow, but I've got really high ceilings and high potential. And again, I think Will is a perfect example of that. I think he's an exciting player. He carries the ball well. He's sharp. He's dynamic. I think he'll be an exciting player for our fans to watch. So again, like we have done with all of them, we'll take our time to help them understand what we need from, what they need from us, and how we can fit in and help and work around his teammates. So look, yeah, I think it's a great one and I'm excited to work with him.
Good. And our team news is something for tomorrow evening, but just let us into what you're thinking in terms of possible rotations and how strong we're going to be, of course, after the weekend. I know there's a couple of bumps and bruises. Is everyone okay in the, by and large?
Yeah, I think we'll be okay because, so Alfie took a bit of a kick and I think Herbie took a bit of a kick, but we're talking about dead legs or somebody stamping on somebody's foot or getting a kick or a bump, and these things are normal. Not anything that I'm overly concerned about. Obviously, I've got to bear these things in mind when I'm selecting a team for 2 days later. But as we have shown in the cup competition so far, we have the depth to be able to make changes and see a really high level of performance. I expect that again, as in I expect us to go out there and give a real good account of ourselves and really see us, i.e. what we've been doing and who we've been over the course of the last 7 or 8 weeks. And we'll pick a team that we think can win the game. So will there be one or two changes? I'm certain of that, yes. I don't have the team fully fixed in my mind just yet. Still got a few hours until I really need to nail that last couple of positions down. But I'm looking forward to seeing the guys go out there and give a real good account of themselves on Tuesday.
Perfect. And then obviously the week rounds off, we'll speak again before this, but with Peterborough at home, there's a history with that club in here as well, so it's an important game for us, as they all are this season.
Yeah.
Just talk us about, this is the last double game week we'll have for a couple of weeks. Does anything change within that, or how does it work? Does the games get replaced with more training sessions? Does the intensity training go up? What's the window into your world, if you will?
Yeah, well, I think both myself and the squad are really happy we've got two games this week, and we had it post Blackpool where we had some disappointment. We couldn't hide from it, we never do. We address it as quickly as possible, and then right, where's the next challenge? And obviously Tuesday and Saturday gives us the perfect opportunity for that, two home games. We want to go and attack both of these games, so I'm really excited about that fact. The opportunity to then work at a different pace in terms of speed or distance between the games is also nice, but for different reasons, because you get that opportunity to spend more time with the lads on the training ground. And as much as we've gelled incredibly well over the course of the last six league games, two cup games, we are still a new group. So that time will be invaluable. We haven't had a lot of time on the grass. We are training every day, but the sessions have to be shorter. We have to be mindful of a game in 24 hours or 48 hours, and we can't necessarily get the load that we would do into the guys. We can't work over the length of time that we would. Whereas Some of the guys might be dreading hearing this, but we can work for longer periods of time. We can work more extensively, more intensively in short, more intense periods of work. So I'm looking forward to that. And again, will be a great opportunity for us to really re-establish who we are and how we want to work over the course of this season.
That's really interesting to hear. Thank you again for all your time. We'll be back shortly with centre-half Josh Feeney.
Hello everybody, welcome back to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. I'm pleased to be joined by central defender Josh Feeney. Josh, if we just start with the weekend, obviously a disappointing result for us. How did the game go from your perspective?
Yeah, disappointing, obviously. We all believed going into the game that we were going to win and perform. And obviously we started a little bit slow and then a mistake and then, yeah, the sending off. But obviously stuff like that happens, it's going to happen to everyone. So we stick by everyone and we'll go again tomorrow.
It's strange for you because individually you're having a really good run in the side, a couple of really impressive performances, supporters are picking up on it. But that must be nice for you as a young player, especially here on loan, to be getting that good feedback.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I want to try and perform well myself, and that'll hopefully make the team perform better and give us a better platform to go and win as many games as possible.
We're seeing a bit of how expressive you are on the ball and your ability, the touch you've got for a centre half is a bit of a joke as well. Is that part of your game? Is that something you want to show as you're growing in confidence?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd like to think I'm really good on the ball, but also I'm good at the defending side as well, the heading and stuff like that. So I really enjoy both of it. So, but yeah, obviously I want to, as I hopefully play more games and stuff, I'll show a few more things, hopefully.
That'd be nice. Virtue Trophy tomorrow evening against Newcastle United's under-21s. This is, as Lee's been honest to say, in all cup competitions, something we want to take really seriously. Is that something that's reflected in the squad as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everyone... We've all talked about it. We want to win this competition, and we think we can. So even these games against the under-21 side, they're going to be a good side. Like I've played against them before. They're a good side, so we know we've got to be on it. We can't just stroll up and think we're going to walk it.
Have you played in it? I've not checked. I should have checked before I asked you this, but have you played in it as an under-21?
Yeah, a few times. Yeah, we've played. Played for a few times. Yeah.
We'll pretend that's our pre-planning ahead rather than look that you're here. It's an interesting thing, isn't it, playing against a younger team. You've got to make sure that mentally you're still treating it like a proper game. I'm sure you guys will.
Yeah, because when I was in the other team's shoes, this is the biggest game for them.
Yeah.
So they're going to be up for it and they're going to want to win and perform and impress. So we need to make sure we're on it as well because the good players, obviously, they're at Newcastle, so yeah.
I just wanted to ask you about the other centre-halves and defenders we've got around. We've rebuilt the defence effectively this summer. A lot of new faces and new people in there. How are you finding it in amongst them? I guess you're learning a little bit from seeing your boys.
Yeah, learning loads, which is obviously really, really good, you know. Muzza, Jack, Rads, Lowy as well. He's a young lad, but still learn loads from him. Yeah, it's good, obviously, being the most inexperienced out of a lot. Like you get to pick up loads, and I'm still young, so I'm sure I'll pick up more and more as the season goes on. But yeah, it's been really good, and they've been really helpful as well.
Are you the little brother of the centre defensive?
Yeah, tall little brother. Yeah.
Who's the dad then? Is it Muzza? I'm guessing.
Muzza looks after everyone. Yeah.
It's a big week beyond just Tuesday as well. We've got another important game on Saturday. After a disappointing performance and result, is it important we just, like we did against Blackpool, get back on track and have a couple of back-to-back runs?
Yeah, I think it's important not to overreact. I think we've still had a good start to the season,
of course.
So yeah, I mean, if we perform the way we know we can, which we didn't so well at the start of the game on Saturday, yeah, I think there's no reason why we can't win. And that's what we'll all be aiming to do, and everyone obviously believes we can.
Josh, thank you so much for your time.
Cheers.
We'll see you guys tomorrow at the Accu Stadium against Newcastle.